Welcome back to Rosie on the House.
We are here.
Okay. Well, it's too bad. I was hungry. Y'all completely blew restaurant.
Working through a little technical error in our headsets here. We've got beautiful Saturday morning, though.
Yeah, it's nice. Here we go. Come on, summer. Hit me with your... No, I don't want to say do your worst.
No, we need that. Or Arizona would be at 20 million people.
Yeah.
We really need the next 90 days. It kind of is a population control device.
And I'm not exactly sure how it works, but I know that real dry super heat is what draws the moisture out of the Gulf that brings the monsoon. So as annoying as those are, you know, if we don't get those, we don't get the rains.
It's so funny because it switches usually on July 1st to July 4th, where one time we did a thing, Tim and Willie did a, we had a gig playing at the, well, the station hosted the 4th of July party down at the Capitol, and we started that, and so it was 100 and whatever, 12, and then we drove up with our band and we did a gig in Prescott, and it was much cooler up there, obviously, and by the time we drove back home that night, the winds had shifted and the monsoon had come in, and you could tell visibly it was just way more humid, and that was the start of the monsoon season. So it always starts right there in the very first week of July, and you can tell.
And they are saying, I don't know who they are, but that we should see an early monsoon and an aggressive monsoon.
Bring it on.
Yeah, we could certainly use it. I don't know that we'll have a monsoon quite like we had last year. That was a record-setting monsoon that – it was, Tucson had 13 inches last monsoon season.
Yeah.
That makes for a beautiful southern Arizona, I'll tell you that.
I've got a grandson. I don't think he's ever seen it rain. He's only 7 months old.
Yeah, no, he probably hasn't. I think our last rain was, when was our last rain?
It's been a while. March. Now, last monsoon was one of our wettest on record, but yeah. We haven't seen much of it since.
This was interesting. Last year, not two Thanksgivings ago, went up with some friends and spent time up on the rim, and I had not seen the burn scar from the previous year's fire all the way up the Beeline Highway.
It was appalling.
I could not believe it. Well, then last summer, I went fishing up at Long Lake, and on the way home, it had been after 2 or 3 weeks of great monsoon, and all of the ground cover was just this bright emerald green. It made me feel so much better. I mean, long way to go to recover from that burn, but it was so beautiful to see all the greenery once again where there was just devastation.
That was the fire we were all able to watch from the Scottsdale working its way up four peaks and over the top of Pine Creek. And, that one hurt.
That one was just a vehicle fire on the Beeline, right?
Yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah. And I remember that all of those months through, it was the middle of the pandemic and the lockdown, so the world was kind of crazy anyway, but I'd be driving towards the east, and as the sun was peeking up over Four Peaks, it was just gold and orange, and it was kind of beautiful, eerily. But I knew that thing burned forever and ever. It was too bad.
Well, we're here.
Let's not get any more of those this summer. Bring the rain and no wildfires.
It. Yeah.
That would be a great Arizona summer.
We're here broadcasting from Sanderson Ford. Mr. Al McCoy was here earlier this morning, says he's been buying Fords here for over 50 years. I've been buying Fords here for over 40 years. Tim, you've been buying here at Sanderson Ford. I mean, there's no reason to go anywhere else.
It's true. My wife got a Bronco Sport last year, and she loves it. Everybody stops her wherever she goes and says, what is
she's
that?
She's a celebrity.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And my best friend, Mike Fenton, teaches at Sunny Slope High School, and he and I coach softball together. He came in with his kids. They both bought Bronco Sports like one day and the next day. So, yeah, we're trying to keep them busy here, all my friends and family.
My first one, I still remember, I was driving a 1985 F-150, had a little lift on it, and it was a four-wheel drive short bed. I mean, you go anywhere in that truck off-road. But it was 2004. So it was, 20.
That's 20 years ago.
Wow.
Well, 20 years on that truck, and it was at over 200,000 miles, and it was about the third time in a week Dad had to come tow me somewhere, and this time it was the radiator, or the thermostat, and we're on the corner of Dunlap and 19th Avenue, and we were actually coming to Sanderson Ford for a meeting, and he's like, just leave this truck here. You're going to leave in a new one. So he talked me into buying a new truck, and I left that day in a 04 F-150.
That 80 was a pretty rig. It was candy apple red, really.
Yeah,
it was jacked up a little bit. That was a pretty truck.